Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, hello everybody, live from Chicago, Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and welcome. It's interesting, baseball is starting spring training soon, so in Chicago where it's been winter, we're looking forward to it. We've got a great doubleheader today. I want to welcome back Rob Andrews. Rob's a mental coach, the Institute of Human Performance in Houston. Rob has worked with professionals, Olympians. He's got a wall full of gold medals. He's worked with the Navy SEALs. He's an author of his own book, Champions Mental Edge, Turning Winners into Champions. He also contributed to Hashtag Sports Parents. And then TV host Michelle Melby from Green Bay, Wisconsin. WLUK. She's also a figure skating mom and coach. She'll be returning. Then it's me and the sports doctors in. Rob Andrews, welcome back to the sports doctor.
You bet. Good to be back. Thank you.
Great. Give us some highlights of you and your background and the human performance that you guys are doing.
It just kind of has a life of its own, Bob. For a while there, I was doing a lot of works with the men's USA gymnastics team, and then that I resigned from that position in 2012 and got picked up by the Houston Texans and worked with them for six seasons, and then mixed in there was one season with the Houston Rockets where they went to the Western Conference Finals. That was fun. 2013, I started working with some prominent names in women's gymnastics here in the United States and Canada, so the swimmers and track athletes as well. So the Rio Olympics was a lot of fun. And now I'm doing a lot of work with the Navy SEAL Foundation, working with former Navy SEALs.
Talk about true superstars. Talk about true, athletes. It's hard to beat the Navy SEALs, on the sports doctors for decades, give or take a few weeks. I have talked about the mental game, whether it was for the best athletes in the world, whether it was for the parents. That's why we wrote the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. The pressures, both physically, with the epidemic of overuse and other injuries in youth sports, and mentally, with all of these things that we've watched going on over the past few years. And how long has the Institute been open, Rob?
I believe it was June 2006 or 2007. I started working with injured athletes, ACL injuries and Tommy John, and then people started asking me about performance. And I had done a workshop or training called the Accelerated Behavior Change Training, so I integrated a lot of those concepts into my work with performance. And then it evolved into working with teams and organizations and coaches and parents. And just, like I said, it just keeps going.
Yes, the late, great Jim Vickery shared the radio with me for years, and the 90s, and wrote numerous books. He was a sports psychologist, and back then in the 80s and 90s, he couldn't even use the word psychology, he felt, because it scared people away. Now there's not a team around that doesn't have, all sports psychologists. Now, what do you consider yourself, mental training? Are you a sports psychologist?
I can't call myself that because I have a master's degree in psychology, so I don't call myself a psychologist. I'm a
sports. You know what Jim Vickery called himself, which I consider you, Rob? He was a performance enhancement consultant.
There you go.
And that's that's my pearl to you today from the sports doctor. But that's how I think of you and the importance of it. You know, I think you started working like in the world of gymnastics with that the superstar Simone Biles. What was she, 9, 10 years old, something like that?
She was 13, I think it was. Yeah.
I'm close.
Yeah, you're close. You know? Yeah, it was yes. 3.5 years before the Rio Olympics, so whatever
yeah.
that would have
so
been.
So about 13, yeah. The challenge of working with, whether it's the team, like you've been involved with the top teams in the world, the Olympics, pros, whether it's the parents of these young, very serious athletes, and that whole scheme of things, what are some of the things that you stress when you're dealing with, let's talk about those young athletes and things you want them to be paying attention, some of the bullets maybe from your book, get that champion's mental edge, turning winners into champions.
For me, one of the hot topics is culture. And to me, culture includes the whole coaching system, parents, athletes. It could be administrators as far as even owners. That's
good
the
word.
Hot topic
that's a
these
good
days.
Word.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes, it really
so,
is. That's a good word, the culture, which encompasses everything, you know, from A to Z. Because, again, you know, the youth sports industry today is like a $15 billion a year super industry. And it brings with it, of course, all the challenges. So that's a great point. What are some others?
Sports injuries, mental toughness, resiliency, this concept of grit, which isn't one of my favorite words, but everybody seems to be using it these days. But
yeah, it's overkill, right.
It could be, but a big part of my practice is mindfulness. I call it strategic self-observation, just learning how to watch yourself and observe yourself, how you
yes,
react
and
respond
I think the,
to different things.
What's the website that people could find out about you and the Institute?
You can look up the Institute of Sports Performance or TINSSP.com is an easy way to find me.
Okay, everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Again, go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go to radio shows, and you can go back almost a decade, give or take a few weeks. Rob's been on a couple of times, and you hear some of the guests and topics that we talk about in all areas of sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. You can follow us on Twitter. We have over 30,000 followers. We put out a lot of great education besides information about me or the show or whatever at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. And that's why I titled the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. You can check out that area. Again, speaking with Rob Andrews. Rob, you've paid attention to an area that I've concentrated to go over years a few different times, the importance of coming back from a serious injury, a career-threatening injury, something that takes such a long time, and the mental challenge of coming back. Talk about that.
Well, I had a really bad knee injury in high school. I tore 3 ligaments and a cartilage in my knee, and it just devastated me. One, I had some pretty nice schools looking at me, and they went away when they found out how bad my knee was, but I was afraid of getting hurt again, so I suffered other injuries, and so I just kind of created a niche for myself where I see a lot of athletes who are struggling with the mental, emotional, psychological impact of their injuries. It could be fear of re-injury or depression or anxiety or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's been
be.
Neglected. I think it's
big
really,
time.
Really bad.
Big
of course,
time.
Plus,
yeah.
Plus the fact I hope you have orthotics in your shoes, man, if you want to take some stress off that long ago knee mm-hmm. injury. A lot of time, also something missed, but seriously, the area of the psychology of the challenge and the depression and the, you know, and like you said, you had the schools looking at you, all of a sudden they weren't. I mean, that's a major kind of challenge, especially today in big time sports where, hey, doc, you got to get me to play yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's because it really, really is. You're smack in the middle of walking that fine line between all of this overtraining and overdoing it at the highest level and the, you know, very fine line between gold medal and injury, you know, when it comes to all the how's the medical profession mix in with what you're doing?
Well, here in Houston, it's really nice. I have several doctors that refer to me, a lot of ACL injuries and shoulder injuries, and then I have a bunch of physical therapists that have me out to speak to their clinicians, and they are able to identify when the athletes that they're working with need my services. So we have a nice referral network going on here, and they're real open to it, and they understand it. So it works
That's really great to see.
In Houston. Yeah,
That's great to see the mental game, quote-unquote, getting the kind of attention it really, really deserves. Talk a little bit in the last few minutes about the Navy SEALs and what you're doing with them.
It's not the Navy SEALs directly. It's the Navy SEAL Foundation. So we provide resources for families and former Navy SEALs. So I travel all over. Just in the next 10 months, I'm going out to Virginia Beach, San Diego, Colorado, Arizona, Alaska. And we work with former Navy SEALs, Gold Star wives and families, parents who have lost sons to in battle, combat or suicide.
Yeah, that's,
siblings. It's huge. But I tell you what, I have so much passion for it, and I really feel like it's what's next for me. And I just love the work, and I love being of service to our military and their families. So
it's a huge area.
Really grateful that these doors are opening up.
Yes, it's a huge area to be able to mix in what you're talking about, that whole side of it. I commend you tremendously. Being able to do that, and you can combine also some of the the physical side helps in so many ways. As you're helping people getting back in action, you're not the physical therapist, but you're sure all about the ability of I would imagine, you know, with these families and the grief and whatever, and trying to add also even the physiology side of things. It's hard to beat the title of the Institute of Sports Performance, you know?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So I think it's a great addition. What ages, again, if we have, I think there's a few more minutes. What ages do you pay attention to at your institute?
Well, I generally, unless it's a young gymnast, because, a 12-year-old gymnast could be an Olympian in 4 years. So I work with some younger gymnasts, 12, 13 females, on up through college, elite, professional, and even work with some senior equestrian riders and folks like that. And then I have a colleague of mine that's in here in practice with me, Michael Heck, and he works with the older athletes too, but he specializes in our younger athletes. So when I say younger, we go as low as 6 or 7 years old, which is really kind of worrisome to me a bit.
It is. It's challenging all areas of that, whether it's trying to find the kind of level. After all, at those ages, things have to be fun. Trying to find all areas, of course, of the two things that everybody cares about, you and I especially. Can we prevent injury on the left? And in that instances, can we enhance performance? So here's my pearls for you from the sports doctor. One, work those feet and ankles, all those athletes, and work balance. I call it instability training. Work on these unstable surfaces, growing children, enhancing stability. And again, when you're watching the highest level, you know, because the young girl on the right might have flat feet and be a little bow-legged, and on the right she might have higher arches, other kinds of mechanical concerns, and we're pushing these kids to the level, then I'm sure you pay big attention to the physical side.
I do. I'm more the mental and emotional guy, but I sure take a look at what's going on with them physically as well.
Yeah, plus you said you have that expertise. You have that expertise at your facility that you could add to the equation, the physical therapist, the doctors that you work with, and again, that whole mental side of the, how many gold medals and medals you got hanging on your wall, Rob Andrews?
I don't have any, but I have athletes that have won them.
when they win them, they
usually bring them in here to show me when they win them, which is pretty cool.
Isn't that exciting? Couple of weeks at the United States Figure Skating Championship, I had a couple of top five finishes and doubles, different teams. And you get a chance to root for some of these kids in some way, shape, or form. Of course, not at all to the extent. And then also, smack in the middle, both of us have talked and written about the chaos and craziness in the abuse side in the whole world of gymnastics. This has just been an explosion, and it's not exclusively. This is whole area of these crazy pressures In my book, I call them Svengali coaches. Just overdue and overpushing. It's great to hear that you're mixing in your expertise to try to have some sort of balance in that.
Yep. Yeah, it's an area of passion of mine is to try to change culture, and I've upset some people in that process, but I'm not worried about that. We've got to do more
you and
to
me
protect
both.
These kids. We got to do more to protect these kids. We have to.
Yes. This is one of the biggest challenges. One of the chapters in my book is youth sports and drugs. Another chapter in my book, right up your alley, is the prodigy sports. Like you mentioned, gymnastics, where by the time someone, 13-year-old won the United States women's figure skating title. It's just pretty amazing physically, the demands and the challenges. And I think trying to keep that in perspective, involving trying to stay out of trouble is just one of the big challenges. And that's why there's an explosion of over-the-counter pain medicines being used and abused. Don't you understand, doctor? My daughter's got to perform next week. Her ankle's hurt. She needs two Advil. Big problem in that whole area. Again, that's why I think the mental game is such a big deal.
Yep. I had an email from a woman today whose daughter's had knee pain for weeks, and they finally found out she had a broken bone in her leg, and she's been trying to train for weeks with a broken bone in her leg. You know, it's just...
Yes.
Remarkable.
It is. It's also stupid. And it's also, but our whole culture. So I have renamed, Rob, don't tell anybody. Oh, you could share it. Performance enhancing drugs. And you know what it is?
What's that?
Performance surviving drugs.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
At the highest level and in the middle level, and this is one of our pet peeves, you know, when you have, I'm sure these athletes and these families and, you know, where the opioid epidemic, so much of it was post-injury pain pills in so many different ways. And here we are with this incredible nightmare, going on. It starts early. Again, our culture, it's a pet peeve of mine. United States allows, you know, TV advertising of prescription drugs.
I know.
It's only one
crazy?
Other country in the world, right?
And then at the end of the commercial, they say, call your doctor. So the
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're in charge of your medications.
Get into the normalcy of assuming, you know, 80% of the pain medicine in the world is in the United States. Because we push
that.
It and we've advertised it, and it's this kind of a challenge. So again, working on the mental side of all of it is one of the reasons why I think what you talk about is so important as you try to grow with the pressure. But I like your term too, which is the culture, you know, which is this whole youth sports industry culture and the whole idea of that. And you guys, you know, paying attention to that.
Absolutely.
How's your book doing, Champions Mental Edge?
It's doing great. We came out of the shoot and hit number one on Amazon Kindle, and that was our goal. And it continues to do well, and I continue to do book signings around town. And whenever I go out places, I take books with me. And so, you know, I get a nice little check from Amazon every so often, so it's still doing well.
Yeah, excellent. And you know, we've had great feedback on your contribution.
Yeah, it's a great book, by the way. Congratulations on that, Bob.
Thank you. We really tried to pay attention to something that's revolutionary, that ice is not even therapeutic, which is a tremendous a story in this day and age, to you know, bringing together experts like yourself on what's important and sharing some of the perspectives, whether it's nutrition, whether it's the physical side of training, whether it's, again, this whole mental, you know, side of dealing with the parents, and then finding out in some instances that whose goal is it, right?
Don't you find that such a big part of what we do is education?
Yes. Welcome to the sports doctor. Seriously.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of these topics, you know, the, you know, general medicine 20, 25 years ago didn't know how to spell the word wellness. And then we've watched the term high performance in so many different areas. My mentor, Bob Guida, who he was seeing athletes from all over the world working on, can I be a step or two quicker? And he loved the role of the foot. That's one of the reasons we got so involved together regarding paying attention to, you know, high performance. And then we started demanding it younger and younger and younger. There's a lot of great parts of it, like you were talking about, all these champions. And you've been part of how many Olympics?
The last 2008, 12, and 16, and I've got a bunch lining up for 2020. So this will be my fourth.
All right. Well, anyway, give me one quickly your website again, Rob. People can find out more about you and the Institute.
You can Google Robert Andrews, the Institute of Sports Performance, or go to TIN, as in Nancy, TINSSP.com.
Great.
And my book, you can just Google Champions Mental Edge for the book or the video series that I've launched with that as well.
Okay, Rob, hold on. Everybody will be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody. We're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Want to welcome back Michelle Melby. Michelle is a Fox News host, WLUK-TV, Green Bay, Wisconsin. And just as important, maybe a touch more important, she's a figure skating coach. Everybody who listens to the Sports Doctor knows our three or four decades work in that world, and a figure skating mom. I'll ask her if she's coaching her own daughter. Michelle, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's good to hear from you.
Good. Our good friend, Mr. Edge, John Hermata, of course, says
John.
Hello. Yes, John and I go back, I don't know, almost three decades. participated in his fantastic book, Anatomy of a Figure Skating Injury. Give us some highlights, Michelle, of you and your background involving your TV as well as sports mom.
Well, I was a figure skater throughout high school, and it was just one of the, it was the sport that spoke to me. It was the sport that I loved. Not very many people did it, which I also thought was very cool. When I went off to college for broadcast journalism, television news was the only thing in my life up until that point that I got as much enjoyment as I did out of figure skating with. It was the one thing that I loved just as much. So that
How old were you? How old were you when you started skating?
You know, I grew up in North Dakota, and we had an outdoor rink right across the street from my house. So I was skating forever before I actually took lessons. In fact, you know, I always joke with my kids that there were a few jumps that I thought I invented because I was out on the pond by myself. And then when I took lessons, I found out that, oh, other people had actually done these. These are actually called a toe loop or a sow cow or a jump. So I started taking actual lessons more like I was old. I was in ninth grade. But it was one of those things that I progressed through the beginning stuff really rapidly because I'd been skating for a long time. It was just that I was more into gymnastics, and then once I started, you know, my love for that kind of diminished, and I picked up figure skating and thought, where has this been my whole life? So it was really great because I took some time off when I went to college, and then my very first job, I offered the skating club to teach group lessons, which they took me up on, and it was just a nice way to immediately get in touch with the community because it was something different than television. I was working with children a lot, and yet it gave me a lot of contacts right away in the community and a way to be in touch with the community that was something different than television. I still liked being in touch that way, but it was also a real organic and genuine way to be involved in a sport that I loved and to get to know people in the community. So that's what I've done, you know, throughout my career as I've moved
different cities. I can't tell you how many figure skating coaches that I've worked with over the years became coaches as a result of all the skating they did. I was giving part of a seminar. There were probably 15 figure skating coaches. Matter of fact, with Armada at his rink. And I talked to the coaches, and there was 115 years of orthotics in the audience.
Oh, my goodness.
We were ready. Let me see. Yours says 1995 on them, and yours says year 2000. Right? As you know, the 2010 Olympic gold medalist, Evan Lysacek. Grew up here in Illinois. I put orthotics in his skate team when he was 10. I'm still doing that. It's one of the prodigy sports. One of the chapters in my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is called The Prodigy Sports. Both gymnastics and figure skating are examples of sports we will see 10, 11, 12-year-olds. You know, we tell them all day, we want you to play different sports, develop different parts. Hey, that sounds great. Yes, it's the best way. But in the prodigy sports, ballet, even tennis and soccer, we see early adolescents, they want to play only that one or do only that one activity. And we start running into the what I call epidemic of overuse injuries, repetitive motion injuries, and the mental side, which is, hey, sports parents, you know. Now, your daughter skates, right?
She does. She's my student, and she still is. During the summers, we'll go to a camp, and maybe she'll take some lessons from the professionals there. But for the most part, she has stuck with me, and I've given her opportunities. You know, not all of our lessons are rosy. There are times that there's some tension.
The challenge.
Or, It's a challenge, but whenever I've given her, even after those challenging lessons, you know, then she has to go home and have dinner with me, so she doesn't get away from me. But she's always said, no, I still want you as my coach. And I've told her, you know, anytime that changes, that's fine. But if she's okay with it, she is 12 years old. She's 12 years old and on her axels and double jumps and silver dances.
Excellent. I hope you got orthotics in this girl's skate.
Amen, right? Amen. It's kind of like you said, you know, it is difficult sometimes. They only want to do that one sport, but it's important because there is that overuse potential to at least introduce them to others so there can be some well-roundedness to it.
And as a coach or as a sports mom, the importance of all of these areas that we highlight regarding the paying attention big time to nutrition. If your daughter skates every day or 5 days a week, does she?
She's not quite that much, but four probably.
All right, good. That's a great recommendation. Sometimes it's a tough sell where we see, because sometimes it's just, you know, very, very inclusive. And then the challenge, and my co-author, Sharky Zartman, who's a Hall of Fame volleyball player, and both her daughters were Division I volleyball stars. And she writes the whole first section. She calls it Sports Parenting 101. And she talks a lot about also inclusively also about coaching your own kid.
Yeah.
And the challenges about that, and it's definitely challenging. And it's a wonderful experience, absolutely. And it's also, you know, my first guest today, Rob Andrews, you know, who has worked with the talking gymnastics, Simone Biles, maybe the best gymnast we've ever seen.
Right.
10, 11 years old, something like that. You know, this past U.S. Nationals, I had two kids in the top five in the pairs, different partners. So I'm a fan, you know, as well as, but the preciseness of skating and the alignment that's so crucial. This is many times where we pay such attention to the proper boot fit and the proper boot choice, as well as ideally the proper orthotic for alignment. And that's why I ask sports moms like yourself, how's your sports psychology skills when you're talking about the parents of some of your kids as well as your own daughter?
Yes, it's funny because there are times that I joke that I should have got a minor in that because,
absolutely.
You know, there's a mental toughness to the sport to any sport that comes with it. There's that delicate line of sometimes a parent wants it more than a child, or, you know, or that they inevitably come up to a challenge and they come up short. So they immediately want to retest it or immediately want to try it again. And sometimes you can, because maybe sometimes it was a silly mistake. But sometimes, you know, it's tough to hear that, you know, we've got to practice and improve on this. We can't just, you don't want to just throw another couple hundred dollars toward this test and hope it goes through. You
want to talk more,
child...
Michelle. We're going to be right back. We're going to be
problem.
Back for another 8 minute segment. Michelle Melby, a Fox News host, WLUK, Green Bay, Wisconsin, figure skating mom and coach. We'll be right back. This is Sports Doctor.
Near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. We are back. It's the Sports Doctor Live from Chicago. Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Again, go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go over to radio shows and go back years and see what topics or guests you like might like to listen to. You can zip over to newspaper articles and magazines and read every type of article from one of my most famous, which is Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge, to my latest guest editorial. A lot of stuff on our book, too, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. We're talking to a sports parent, Michelle Melby. She's a figure skating coach. She's also Fox News host, WLUK-TV Green Bay. Michelle, do you talk at all about on TV about fitness, wellness topics or any of these kinds of things?
Yes, all sorts of those. You know, I think that taking care of yourself has almost become, you know, we've always known that it's important, but I just think that as you get older, as you get a family, as you have children, your mind is more focused on, you realize that you don't need to not just stay healthy for yourself, you need to stay healthy for them. You know, it's heart month. February is heart month, so there's a lot of focus on your cardiovascular health and eating right and getting enough exercise. So it's something that I not only try to stress as much as I can on our broadcast, but in our everyday lives as well.
Yes. Not only that, Michelle, but are you in the best shoe for you? What about your son or daughter? You know, and a lot of these kinds of topics. And,
right.
And again, sports parenting, real challenge. You know, we're watching the tremendous amount of overkill with so much pressure with some of these. The United States women's figure skating champion, her name escapes me. She's like 15, 14 years old. Or is she 13?
Oh, yes, girl yes, who, yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's remarkable where we would see a world-class 13, 14-year-old, some of these young girls, whatever, over the years. And the challenge is, whether it is in what's the best training for these kids, what are some of the things we have to really pay attention to regarding overkill. You know, my late, great sports psychology friend spent years with me on the radio, used to talk about with parents, don't be a critic. You know, so many different things. What ages do you coach, Michelle, in your figure skating world?
My youngest is in elementary, third grade, and my oldest is a senior in high school. So I do the gamut. I generally speaking, I'm a higher dance test coach. So generally speaking, I get them a little bit older. But you know, I've also had them as young as four. So,
wow.
Yeah, I would say that most of my students are in middle school to high school, middle school to high school.
So as I stance some of your world?
Yes, I stance is yes. Mostly
you know the,
my world.
Yes, the you must know Chloe Ryan.
Yes.
Solo ice dance champion. Chloe's in my orthotics since she's like seven. Maybe eight. one of my favorite kids, and is a great. She's on the front cover of the book. You'll see it when I send you the front cover. She's one of the superstars, and the whole area of. And her mom participated in my book. She's one of the sports moms who participates with a chapter on the challenges and all of these different things about having one of these special kids regarding at whatever level.
Right.
How many days a week do you coach?
With my job, I try to do it. I can usually do it 3 days a week consistently. Sometimes it's up to 4 or 5, depending on how many days a week I go in the morning. I definitely do the weekends because those are days that I have off from television. The morning.
How long have you been on television?
I've been at WLUK for 11 years and television my whole career, probably closer to 20.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and it's one of those things that each one is kind of an escape from the other. You know, I never quite get sick of
television. That's a great point.
Because I get recharged when I go to skating. I never quite get sick of skating because I get recharged knowing that I also have that television world to go to. So they are a nice, maybe, yes. You know, maybe not expected, but they are a nice balance.
You know how many years, Michelle, I've talked about childhood obesity on the Sports Doctor, give or take a few weeks, easily a couple of decades. We're still faced with this tremendous challenge of a lot of these different areas, even when we're talking about children's health. And this whole idea, how could there be a health club on every corner and we still got half the population obese? What's going
on?
Or the plague of diabetes, between obesity and diabetes, it will break us financially.
Yes.
We can't take care of all of these people. So paying big attention to wellness and mindfulness and the mental game and all of these different areas without being a zealot, just including the importance of some of these things, it can make a tremendous difference. And, of course, then there's this great niche of the sports parents. And these whole challenges, you know, of we're all familiar with Little League parents, right?
Oh, yes.
the famous Little League ranting, raving parents, or the overzealous parents. I've had experts on the show, eating disorder experts, and, it, you know, with the young female athlete, the gymnast,
that is
the
a
dancer.
Huge
big issue.
Big issue.
You know, and this real pressure, you know, with all the different advances and whatever we've made. How many ideas have I given you for TV specials?
Well, and the thing is that they're all so
relevant. I hope you're writing them down.
Each one, each one, yes, and giving you credit, right? Each one is so relevant because it just seems like no matter what sport you're talking about, you do have the overzealous parents. You do have the pressure that's on the children that really, when it comes down to it, whether they're doing skating, gymnastics, wrestling, whatever, they
yes.
just want to have fun and make their parents proud. And, boy, it's hard to do sometimes when you have that overzealous.
I have a title for some of these coaches. One of the titles I use in the book is called Svengali Coaches, where we've got these overbearing in so many different areas. And Sharkey discusses in the book, she goes into abuse. You know, nobody is unaware of the nightmare of abuse that is touches all aspects of youth sports. It's just, it's so challenging and appalling every time you turn around. So all of these different aspects, and this is part of, again, documentary that Joel Emery is going to be coming out with, this whole challenge. You know, a couple of years ago, there was a front page, great picture of a little leaguer, Michelle, on Time magazine. Great kid. Mm-hmm. Friday must have been 10 years old. And the caption was the $15 billion a year sports industry complex. And this is one of the challenges that we have with all the coaches and all the pressure and all of this stuff. And when you have serious kids, and it sounds like you do, then you're in the middle of it, right?
Yes, and it's easy to get caught up in it because at least with skating, I have a bit of knowledge and a bit of background to say, okay, we can take that off. Or you're okay with this. We're going to do this. We're not going to do that. With some of the others, with my son in baseball, with my other daughter with tennis, it's hard to be able to tell which one to do, because there's always camps. There's always outside training. There's always all this conditioning, and it's
challenge.
Very
yes,
easy
absolutely.
To get caught up in and want to do
well,
everything.
Favoring one kid over the other. You know, did you give me the website? Did you give me the website before? People could Google you to check out you on Fox News?
They could just, the easiest thing, I post everything on my Facebook page as well. So if they, you know, just Google Michelle Melby and Facebook, I am on there as well. It's half of my stuff is family and personal stuff, and the rest is my television, WLUK. I put my stories on that as well. I just highlighted my husband for Valentine's Day.
There you go.
He puts
Thanks
in a,
so
an,
much,
an ice rink.
Thank you. Hold on quickly. We'll
yes.
be right back, everybody.
No
the
problem.
Sports doctor. Hold on. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctors In segment, where we highlight some upcoming shows, we answer some email. I remind people for the fourth time about the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Who do we got coming up? Some great shows. A holistic physician, Dr. John Trowbridge, is going to join us next week. I think we're going to be talking about the new world of stem cells. From Texas. Gee, we're going back to Texas. And then Kimberly Archie. Kimberly is one of the leaders nationally, internationally, in the whole world of concussions. She's a survivor of the death of her son, and she's written about it, and she's taken that into so many different areas of prevention in the world of cheerleading, other sports, football, concussions. The following week, one of our favorite orthopedic surgeons, Dr. Sean McMillan, returns. Also, holistic physician, Dr. Mylene Riobi, will return. The whole functional medicine world. And here we have, let's get some, again, Dr. Weil, sports doctor at yahoo.com. Dr. Weil, sports. D-O-C-T-O-R at Yahoo. If you want your question asked, Rich, my son, he's 10 years old. He plays soccer.
He's had some heel problems. I know you've talked about cleats. Yeah, Rich, we'll talk about cleats again. If there's even a hint of heel problems, then the cluster of cleats on the bottom of the soccer shoe is directly underneath the growth center of the heel. And this is an area that's susceptible to stress, whether it's in any running jumping sport. Where we see heel pain, 95% of it's called Sievers syndrome, and it's inflammation of the growth center. The whole back and bottom of the heel is solidifying. So adding cleats to the mix can aggravate things. I'd go into an all-purpose shoe with much more even spreading of cleats or a cross-trainer shoe. And if your son's problem's been persistent and ongoing and recurrent, then you really want to see podiatry. You want to look at the role of orthotics, which can really, really, really solve the most persistent heel growth area-related problems. Ellen, I'm a 45-year-old walker. I had bunion surgery, successful surgery, 2 years ago. Are orthotics important? Yes, Ellen, they are. The development of the bunion deformity, which is the dislocation of the big toe joint, is a gradual process. It's a foot mechanics, many times inherited foot type concern. So the orthotics are our best weapon of trying to control the kinds of motions that allow the bunion to develop. It's our best chance of keeping it from redeveloping. So you really want to make sure that you follow up with your surgeon, podiatrist, to look at orthotics, or if you already have them, then it's a good move. Bob says, and we were just speaking with Michelle, who's a figure skating coach. My daughter is a 13-year-old figure skater. She's had her share of knee concerns. No injury, but knee soreness. You talk about orthotics. Yes, I do. Half the girl figure skaters I've seen over the decades are knee problems. The torque and twist of the foot is related directly to the same forces around the knee. The female anatomy with a little bit wider hips, even at younger ages, there's more of an angle called the quadricep angle to the knee. So the pronated foot or the rolled-in foot is famous for increasing twisting and torquing forces. I don't care what the sport is with young girls. We find that orthotics can really, really be a helpful weapon in preventing even ACL injuries because of alignment. So I've had great success. You want to see a podiatrist who's familiar with figure skating, ideally. A podiatrist, absolutely, who's familiar with the sport of figure skating and or young athletes, and have him take a look. I've had good success with the super feet in skates, where we would add super feet as an over-the-counter, fairly inexpensive support system, which can be helpful. It's not a custom orthotic, but if you said, what do I do tomorrow? We would see super feet used to be limited to skates decades ago when I first saw them. Now the runners, walkers, and all sorts of different sports, super feet. But that's something you want to definitely look at. I would be optimistic. Not only will orthotics help your daughter's knee discomfort, but orthotics will make a difference in her skating. This is something I've seen over the decades. I've never had a coach call me and say, Dr. Wild, you slowed the kid down, you know, her balance is off. Never. Almost always what we hear is that skater is more efficient. They're better balanced. Their edges are sharper. Their jumps are cleaner, higher, more stable. It's a big deal. Cheryl says, I'm 40 years old. My mom is 68, and she had hammer toe surgery. I've got hammer toes that don't hurt. My daughter's 12 years old. They play soccer. The same sort of foot mechanics. Heredity, question mark? Yeah, heredity, Cheryl. And we find that proper shoes and a lot of times proper orthotics is a real weapon for your 12-year-old in trying to slow down the deformity that causes this contraction of the digits. And it doesn't absolutely prevent it, but it's the best weapon we have, along with some intelligence with shoes. Yourself, I would talk the same way. If you can duck surgery, you really, really want to. But if you have corns on the tops of the knuckle toes or in between hammer toes, then surgery is very, very successful in competent hands. But if you are not, like you said, you're not symptomatic, then I would pay attention to shoes. And if you're active, I definitely would look at orthotics. And again, the foot type that develops the contracted digits is sometimes the pronated or rolled in foot. Other times, it's the high arch foot. So you definitely want to see podiatry. I don't know if we have time. Steve says my son is 16 years old. He sprained his ankle. They said it's a grade 2. Does he need rehab? Yes, 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 yes. All ankle injuries and ankle sprains is still the number one sprained joint, whether it's athletics, whether it's non-athletics. And ankle sprains, grade 2, a little bit more aggressive, you know, sometimes require a boot for a few weeks. Other times, maybe a brace. You don't want to neglect proper rehabilitation. A lot of persistent, unstable ankle problems, arthritic ankle problems of decades later start with a neglected ankle sprain. So you definitely want proper rehab. Go see physical therapy and learn how to properly rehab and strengthen the area. Pay attention again to shoes and foot type. Bingo bango. So, hey, thanks, everybody. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. Catch you next week.